Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy, and being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com. That's CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
Well, it is already the second Sunday of Advent, which means, of course, that Christmas is just around the corner. There's so many events and opportunities, so many good and great things to do and see and be a part of that it can all start to feel like a burden instead of the blessing that it actually is. To help us stay focused on the blessing part and to maybe even grow in appreciation, we're hosting this message series that will take us through the season of Advent. This series is all about cultivating a spirit of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude. Being ungrateful can be a trap that we get stuck in, and that's a problem because ingratitude is incompatible with happiness. On the other hand, study after study shows there's no practice more effective at increasing your happiness and well-being than in practicing gratitude. You probably know that already. Your own life experience validates it. When you're focused on good things in life and are thankful for them, you feel better. You're probably healthier and more productive. And relationships with family and friends are stronger. They're going to be more successful. It's not about ignoring problems or false optimism. Psychology, our own experience, and all of Scripture tells us the benefits of gratitude. It's in our own best interests to grow in gratitude. There's no question about that. The question is how? And as we have launched this series, we've talked about steps, three simple steps that are needed and necessary. These steps are simple, they're just not easy. They take discipline and dedication. They require focus and commitment. The first step that we actually learned about concerns recognizing the gifts and blessings that are given. That's obvious enough. Gratitude is thankful appreciation for something we've been given. But if we don't see it, we can hardly be grateful for it. Admittedly, that can be difficult, especially when the going gets rough and things are not going well. The second step is actually one that is often overlooked, turning our attention from the gift itself to the giver of the gift. And when day after day we consciously choose to recognize God as the ultimate giver of every good gift and blessing, we can grow in appreciation for Him. His gifts to us are personal because His love for us is personal. God gives me gifts that He will not give you. He gives you gifts He will not give me. And when we recognize the personal nature of those gifts, we're drawn closer in relationship to Him. The third step, of course, is the obvious one: practice gratitude. As with any habit or virtue that we want to cultivate, we've got to practice. Well, last week we looked at obstacles to growing in gratitude. Two obstacles, basically, that get in the way of our recognizing blessing. And they basically come down to big problems and little problems. When we're facing big problems in life, the big ones like unemployment or health challenges or financial stress, we can lose an attitude of gratitude. We noted last week that faith is all about thanking God in advance of the blessing that we believe is on the other side of our great big problem. Thanking God in advance, who can use that great big problem to help us or those around us grow in character. When it comes to smaller problems, or what Jesus called in the gospel daily anxieties of life, we remain grateful by seeing the blessing behind the burden. You can thank God that you have a job, even when the job is a hassle. You can thank God that you have children, even when they're driving you crazy. You can thank God that you have a car, even when you're stuck in traffic, because faith is all about seeing the blessing behind the burden. Well, today, we're going to look at recognizing a blessing in our lives that's actually in our heart, and we want to acknowledge it, but often we forget. Sometimes we need encouragement to acknowledge it. St. Paul reminds us of this very point in today's second reading, taken from the letter to the Philippians, one of the books of the New Testament. Philippians was written around the year 62 AD, but at this point in his story, Paul is in prison in Rome for the crime of preaching the gospel, because Christianity was considered subversive by both the Roman and the Jewish authorities. Philippi was a prosperous city in the Roman Empire in what is modern-day Greece. Paul had actually planted the church there some years earlier. And through the years, the Philippians supported his mission and ministry financially, and they supported him personally as well in many ways. They proved themselves to be good friends at this point, in a time of suffering and persecution at the hands of his enemies. Paul is remembering his friends, and so he writes to them, "Brothers and sisters, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in prayer with joy, thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now." Philippians is sometimes called a thank you letter. Paul is grateful to the Philippians, and he lets them know it. He's thankful every time he thinks about them. Can you think of anybody in your life like that? Someone or several someones for whom you have that kind of reaction. They've been a blessing in your life, and every time you think about them, just the thought alone brings a smile, or maybe a chuckle, or even a tear. Broadly, these kinds of people fall into two categories, I think. First, consider who are the people who have been a blessing in a previous season of your life. You had a mentor, a coach, a boss, a neighbor who poured into you in the past, and you hold an abiding gratitude for them. I think of a professor of mine from college, Dr. Sue Abramidis. More than anyone else, Sue helped me learn how to write, which has obviously become a huge part of my life. Years later, she introduced me to one of her students at that time, Tom Corcoran, who she thought would be a good fit to work with me. 20 years later, that's worked out pretty well for us. More recently, she's helped Tom and I edit our books in preparation for publishing, bringing that same unforgiving eye that she brought to our term papers back when we were undergraduates. Definitely someone I think of with gratitude. People who have been blessings in the past for you. And then people who are blessings right now. You look forward to your time together because they're such a source of encouragement or positivity. Their humor always brightens your day or cheers your heart. Or on the other hand, maybe they're such a constant, so consistent in their blessing in your life that you actually take them for granted, treating their goodness as an entitlement or falling into ingratitude. Or maybe you're going through a difficult situation or challenging circumstance currently, and they're a source of stability and support, maybe even inspiration. For me, that would be my mentor, Pastor Rick Warren, who during a period of great difficulty and conflict in the life of this parish and our rebuilding efforts, spoke wisdom into my life, providing me with a vision of a way forward for our church that I didn't see at the time, but we definitely took. And I can definitely say that I would not be pastor of this church today if it wasn't for Rick Warren. Since then, he is and remains an inspiring and motivating figure in my life, someone I call a friend, and when there's a problem or a challenge, one thought that always comes to mind is, what would Rick do? Who are people like that in your life, who are blessings in your ordinary time or in difficult times? For Paul, it was the Philippians. He is thankful for their friendship and for their relationship. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of life comes down to two things, relationships and work. As human beings, we're made to connect with other human beings. We need relationships. And at the same time, we have a drive and a desire to work, to get things done. Maybe that desire runs deeper in some than others, but it's there always for all of us. All of us want to grow, build, develop, do something, make a contribution. The double desire of relationships and work is always there. And in the best of our activities, both are being pursued and fulfilled. In the best of our activities, both are being pursued. Here, Paul thanks the Philippians for both. He's thankful for the relationships that they share together and the work that they've accomplished together. And then, as an expression of thanksgiving, he prays for them. It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and discernment. Now, love simply means to be for someone else, and to be for others requires knowledge and discernment, those two things. We have to know what is good for the other, and we have to be discerning about what they really need. If you're a parent or an employer or a manager, you know that. You can't treat everyone the same. You have to know the person and discern in various situations and circumstances what's best for them. Paul prays the Philippians will grow in love by discerning and knowing how to love. Then finally, Paul prays that the Philippians will be filled with the fruits of righteousness. What's that? Well, those are attributes of Christ himself. Things like patience, peace, kindness, joy, happiness, goodness. Paul prays that their character more and more develop like Christ in just those fruitful ways. So, For this week, we want to practice gratitude, to grow in gratitude, according to the example of Paul and the Philippians. So, your homework. Think of one person you need to thank, because every time you think of them, you feel grateful for them. Or think of a person you know you take for granted. But when you step back and think about them, you realize that they really are an incredible blessing to you personally or in the work that you do together. Your work might be your job or your business or the work of raising a family, volunteering in a charity or a ministry here at church. Commit this week to pray for that person. Thank God for them. Pray for their needs and that they can grow in love. And before you leave Mass today, stop by the concourse and share their name with us, first name, last name, whatever you want, to be included in our Christmas display of gratitude so that the whole parish can join you in praying for them. And then take another minute this morning to check out our growing display of gratitude in the cafe. That's your basic homework, but if you want to do more, if you want extra credit this week, let me suggest something else. Take some time to write to that person a letter or even just a card telling them why you're grateful to God for them. This past week, as part of the eulogies for President George Bush, it was noted several times that he was a world-class guy when it came to writing thank you notes, that a lot of the success of his political career was based on thank you notes. Everybody he encountered got a thank you note. I was with him once, and I got a thank you note. You know, at the end of the day, being known as a person of gratitude is not at all a bad way to be remembered. God has put some people in your life that have been an incredible blessing to you, and they are the instruments of God's mercy and grace in your life. When you recognize that, you're doubly blessed.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.